Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. Now, many people are born again, but there's areas of their life that they're in prison. And that's why Jesus said, I've come to set the captives free. But too few people are knowledgeable enough or willing enough to set captives free. My guest is knowledgeable enough. My guest is willing enough because he set over 25,000 people free, mostly inmates in penitentiaries, because he used to go to these prisons and he'd see people born again and they'd get out of prison, but it'd be like a revolving door. They'd come right back because they hadn't dealt with these oppressive areas in their life. And that's why he has a brand new book called When Pigs Move In. Why did you write this book, Don Dickerman?
You know, I had so many experiences that along the way that as I would share those with other people, you know, they'd say, well, you need to put this in a book. You need to write this down. Most people don't know this, haven't had this type of experience and so on. And the Holy Spirit began to urge me to do that as well. But I found that deliverance was really pretty simple after being involved in it, that the principles were always the same. And
why are so many people afraid of it then, if it's so simple and the results are so wonderful?
Well, you know, that's a good question too, and I think it's because of the fear factor that's involved.
And it's the demons that make you fearful, because they're fearful. If you're not fearful, they're going to be history.
Yeah, exactly. And so there is a great warfare going on there, but you know, I don't necessarily consider me being in a war. I don't experience this as a war. I experience victory, but I think if the demons could do what they tell people they're going to do, the fears they bring to us, we'd just all be dead. You know, they'd just kill us all. I had an experience once in a deliverance where the demons speak through the people. You know, they're not coming out of the walls saying words, but this one particular demon spoke to this person, said, I'm going to kill you. And I responded with, are you talking to me? And he said, yeah, I'm going to kill you. Somebody's going to die today, and it's going to be you. Well, this was coming through the man's voice, but I knew it was the demon. Well, it just stirred the Holy Spirit inside of me. And I said, first of all, demon, the power of death and life is in my tongue, not in your tongue. And do you know who I am? I'm a child of God. I'm washed in the blood. I'm an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. And we just began to say who I was in Christ. But I commanded that demon to apologize.
You got chutzpah. That's a Hebrew word. It means nerve.
Well, yeah. Yeah. And so I command you to apologize for that. And he did. The man's voice changed to almost like a little boy. And he said, I'm sorry. Well, there were people in the room who almost fell out of their chairs laughing. They're, you know, like, this is who they claim they are, and they claim that they're going to do a lot of things. And sometimes it's the way we receive their threats is what empowers them. And but we are somebody in Christ. It excites me that a demon would bow in the name of Jesus every time. They don't really have a choice.
Now, what are some of the things that drive the demons nuts? Tell me some of the things they don't like.
Oh, well, obviously the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is the authority. But you know what? What I've seen in other deliverance-type ministries is that some people want to bypass the demon's permission and do it all just in the authority of the name of Jesus. But if a demon has legal consent, he doesn't have to bow. He doesn't have to obey. He basically says, you know what? I have a right to be here. But once that that we use four basic principles always apply. And number one is either a person does or does not have demons. I mean, that's obvious, but that's number one. Number two is if they do have demons, it must be that the demon has some kind of legal right, either through unforgiveness or bitterness or hatred or anger or ancestral sin or trauma. Trauma is a big doorway. But they have to have a consent. Well, there is no consent. This is the third principle. There is no consent. It cannot be canceled in the name of Jesus. Once a person is willing to confess and repent of a particular doorway, then the name of Jesus is absolute authority every time.
But, you know, that's what your book is all about. Mm. It's telling the legal rights the demons have and the higher legal rights that a Christian has.
Yes.
But if the Christian doesn't know he has higher legal rights, he'll die from a lack of knowledge.
Exactly. And that's why I always tell people that this is never a power encounter. I mean, if it's about power, God versus a little demon, I mean, that's not a power encounter. But it's a truth encounter. And as we believe the lies of the demon, it empowers them. But when we speak truth and walk in truth, it's a non-issue.
Now, I know that all sickness is not demonic, but a lot of sickness is demonic. Are you seeing people set free of various sicknesses once they get delivered?
Yes, and we see it consistently.
What are some of the things you've seen people set free of?
You know, probably the most common, and this may even be a sickness a lot of people don't know about it, but it's called restless leg syndrome. We see that healed all the time. We see fibromyalgia healed, arthritis, joint pain. We see colon problems healed. We've seen AIDS healed, some cancers. They're not always healed, but we've seen virtually everything that's named healed. I have a friend who's actually part of our ministry who spent 18 and a half years in prison, and he's been out since 1990, but he called me one day and said the doctor told him he had hepatitis C and that he only had 5 years to live. Now, this has been 5 years ago. And I said, well, you know, Ronnie, I've seen that healed, and demons are the source of it. Well, he was like, no, I did it. I opened the door. I put the needles in my arm and so on. Well, I said, of course you opened the door, but the demons are doing the damage. So I told him, I said, you know, all you got to lose is a couple of demons. So he came. He had already been through deliverance, but that was before he found out he had this. And we sat down, went through deliverance, addressed those specific things, the doorways he had opened, five demon spirits took responsibility for hepatitis C. They had names, they had assignments on the liver, and so on. But we cast them out. Ronnie's been back to the doctor two or three times for blood tests, and the report is hepatitis C is undetectable.
What are some of the roots that you find for a lot of these diseases?
Well, arthritis, joint pains, virtually always bitterness.
But most Christians know they're supposed to forgive. Is it possible for someone to be in unforgiveness and not even realize it?
I think so. Probably what I see sometimes in that area, Sid, is a person will carry up unforgiveness for a period of time, and then at a point repent and be forgiven of the sin of unforgiveness. But the demons who came, who may have come through that unforgiveness, don't necessarily leave just because you've repented.
Well, how do you get them to leave then?
Well, Jesus had cast them out.
So you're saying to me someone could forgive, but if they don't cast the demon out, the damage just stays with them.
Yeah, we see that happen a lot.
Well, there is so much wisdom that you've learned from being involved in 25,000 deliverances that you've put in this book of yours. I mean, this should be mandatory reading for every Christian.
Well, you know what? The demons obviously don't want this truth revealed, because it's not hard. And it's not like Hollywood where, heads are spinning and green vomit. And I don't ever see that. I see some trembling sometimes, some shaking, but we don't see things like that. But we do see people healed, and we see them set free.
So people think the Hollywood deliverances, and they don't recognize how literally, once you get your legal rights, how easy it is.
Yeah.
I mean, we were talking earlier before the radio interview, and I mean, you make it sound so easy.
Well, you know, if it wasn't, I couldn't do it, you know, and I wouldn't want to do it. I guess there's a victory, there's a joy, it's a little bit like winning somebody to the Lord, you know, that's a great joy.
You know, when people read your book, they not only have their self-deliverance, but they're going to be able to help a lot of other people. So it's a brand new book. It's literally just off the press. Want to make it available to you for a donation of $25. And we have a bonus, this entire week's radio interview, plus additional teaching that you won't hear on the radio, plus a prayer of deliverance. We're making the book and the CD available for a donation of $25.
For he himself is our peace,
who has made both Jew
and Gentile into one,
and broke down the barrier of the dividing wall.
His purpose was to create in himself
one new man.
One new man.
One new man.
Sid Roth has found the key to worldwide revival. This is God's time to reach the Jewish people with his love. Messiah Jesus has torn down the wall dividing Jew and Gentile. The two together form one new man to reach the world. God's method to reach the Jewish people is through signs and wonders. This is why our website, sidroth.org, is jam-packed with tools to equip you to move in signs and wonders, understand Israel and the Jewish roots of the church. Log on to sidroth.org today.
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalutzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or our archives, or subscribe to our radio and TV podcasts, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.